Mikey and Rin eating yum.
A show about the serious and not so serious parts of our edible world. Let's eat.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim tree, everyone. This is your friend Mikey. Welcome to Mikey and Rin eating. I'm Mikey.
And I'm Rin. Mikey opens his mouth and I never know where it's going to go.
Not just on the show.
Yeah.
Generalmente. Mm-hmm. Yep. I like to keep them on their toes, folks. Mikey and Rin Mikey and Rin eat in. Yep. It's a food show.
Yes.
And we're here to tell you about the things that go on with us. Talk about our child, our mouths, our bowel movements, some funsies, mm-hmm. maybe some politics, maybe. All the things. How are you doing, Rin?
I'm doing great, Chef Mikey.
Oh, okay, acupuncturist Rin.
Thanks for asking.
Tell me what's going on with you. Tell me what you just ate.
I just ate some leftovers from our fridge,
okay.
which included ground beef with this like yummy, I don't know how you seasoned it, but it was very yummy.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember either.
Yeah.
It was
spicy.
Well, no, it was that Calabrian chili paste.
Oh,
super good. I didn't make it.
That's good.
We bought it. Yeah.
Super it's yummy. Like a just tomato
roasted
based.
Tomatoes.
Yeah, that was? Oh, so good.
Very, very good.
Really good. And then leftover peas mm-hmm. and then leftover this really pretty whole wheat pasta.
What was Sfoglini.
The shape? Sfoglini.
Well, Sfoglini's the brand.
That I don't know. I can't remember what you call
it
either. Is.
It's like that kind of little, they look like tiny lasagna noodles. They're you know, ribboned on the edge. They look like a flotsam jotsam sort of experience, kind
Beautiful.
Of like an eel.
And then Mikey made this really very decadent green sauce.
You're
I
welcome.
Think. It was like, what is it? Avocado,
mm-hmm.
coconut milk,
mm-hmm.
tons of herbs,
mm-hmm. lots of mint, garlic,
lemon.
I normally would have put like, you know, cheese into it, like a grated cheese, but I didn't this time. What else did I put in there?
A nut or a seed of some variety?
I put a bunch of spinach.
Yeah.
Yep. It was great.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just great. Like totally satisfied. It ticked all of the boxes.
That was after we did Pilates together. If you've seen us, if you know what we look like, my wife has the body of a Pilates person. I don't. I have the Pilates.
The Pilates.
I got the
I like that.
I got the Pilates body. I don't have that. And I ate a slice of focaccia pizza and then a whole cream puff. Mm. Literally before we started to work out.
From our friends at Sebastiano's.
In Selwood, mm-hmm. Oregon.
If you live in the Portland, Oregon area, go check them out.
Yeah, don't come to me for health tips as far as working out goes, because I eat or I work out just so I can eat like whatever I want, whenever I want. And so I almost threw up doing Pilates and it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that for you.
This week we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about a lot of different stuff, but one of the things that we've just been thinking about is, I titled this episode Toddler Chef
mm-hmm.
and like kind of like Top Chef, but Toddler Chef. I'm going to do a play on that in the artwork.
Pretty good.
Just
pretty
keep your pants
good.
On.
Yeah. We have a little boy who's currently 17 months old.
True.
And he has lots of strong opinions.
He does. He's a dick. He is. He's just, I love him so much, but he's a dick.
He is really, yeah, the toddlerhood is really rearing its head.
I would say I love him so much and he's a dick.
Oh, not, sure. Those
not,
things.
But he's a dick.
Yeah, it doesn't no, have to be mutually exclusive, yeah, right?
He's just really finding a period right now where I think I've talked to us on the show. He's been punching and ripping my beard out a bit when he doesn't want me to do something with him. And those things are usually try to feed him delicious food.
well, put him in his chair.
Put him in his chair. Put him in his stroller to take him to the park to go swing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it usually involves either a transition or a restraint of some variety.
And I get that. When people want me to do something I don't want to do, I'd like to punch them and rip their beards out.
Right. You've just graduated somewhat out of toddlerhood. And so you've learned.
Yeah, I just swear at them. Mm-hmm. Spit in their general direction.
Yeah. So we're trying to walk the fine tightrope that many parents do of empowerment and allowing choices.
Yeah.
And then also, this is the shit we got to do right now. So we got to do this shit right now.
Well, and there's the other part of it for me is that we have just chosen to, I think there's like, we've just chosen to immerse him in food. Like,
for sure.
A, the eating part of his life, but also like when he plays outside, he's usually playing like with dried rice, mm-hmm. with our measuring cups, with, you know, all, we just have him using our kitchen utensils. Yep. The only thing that we've gotten him that's like kid specific is we got him like a cleanup set. Like he's got a broom and things
he
does, like that.
He loves to wipe these
loves
days.
It. Loves to wipe, wiping, loves sweeping.
Yep.
Because the broom, our size broom was just whacking him in the head right. and he couldn't hold it up. But like everything else is are the utensils that we are actually using for things. And I don't know. I think there's something important about that. You know, we also don't restrict, like I just give him what I'm eating.
Yeah.
You know, to a point. I'm not giving him any sugar.
You didn't give him any of the cream puff.
No cream puff. I did give him a pepperoni off sure, of my pepperoni sure. pizza. But like, you know, not giving him ice cream, not giving him beer, obviously, things like that.
Yeah, we've but just made like, the decision to hold off on, he hasn't had any refined sugar.
No.
Maybe, I don't know, two. I don't want to restrict it forever, but
No.
I just feel like right now there's no awareness and recognition
sure.
of sugar. And
well, he gets can't like see it as a
plenty,
treat.
Yeah, he gets yeah. plenty of fruit and sweet things.
No, we're not going to have the fucking date sweetened. Like, we're not going to have the kid that's like, oh, what's the thing that I always make fun of? The chocolate thing?
No. Carob.
Carob. Like, we're not going to have the fucking carob kid. I grew up with carob kids. They were like, they're just as good as M&Ms. And we were like, hey, Saffron, they're not as good as M&M's. Shut the fuck up. No, he will have all the things. But it's like, I just do want him to, like right now he's eating, like we were at the farmer's market and this woman was taught, we were talking about just like berry budget and like, you know, how many, like our kid will eat a flat of strawberries in a day if sure. we let him. But like, I was talking about our backyard and we have these, you know, blueberries coming up and like, I'm not going to let him have any of them. Like, I'm going to let him have a couple and he'll be like, oh my God, these are so good. And then he's going to eat the frozen blueberries we have in the fridge right. because like, he doesn't give a shit. Like he, his qualitative difference between things right now is like, meh. And so for me, it's
but
like,
I want the experience of him picking.
Oh, for sure.
In his backyard,
but I'm going right? to eat the blueberries, the 12 blueberries that come up this year. He can have two. But you know, but so the argument for me is like, if you just give him sugar, it's like, yeah, of course he's going to fucking like sugar. You give him, did you just fart?
No. Oh. Is it the ice?
Oh, it is the ice. Rin's sitting on a, like a workout ball.
I was
like,
that's, it would have been a really
that's
good
great.
One.
Yeah. Fill the ball.
Really resonant.
No, but it's just like, it's yeah, of course they're going to like that.
Sure.
Like, of course they're going to like that. And I'm just like, I don't want to have to fall victim yet to the things
I know,
that are like
there
a
is
crutch.
So much opportunity.
Oh, and like Miss Rachel or whatever, Potman from a TV show. I know that like, that's probably fine to do with him right now.
Yeah.
But I know that there's going to be a time in the future that I'm really going to need it.
Yeah.
And so for right now, I'm just not, we're not letting him do screens either.
Yeah.
And this is like not to preach at anybody who's doing those things. If you're doing
don't
those things,
do-
good for you.
You.
Parenting's hard as shit.
So we wanted to just kind of talk about the ways that we're involving him
yeah.
in kind of the edible world.
Right.
And I think that some things have been really successful and other things have not.
Well, and so. I think one of the things that's like is the things that have been unsuccessful, I've kind of been like, let's keep plowing that row mm-hmm. for a while. Mm-hmm. And then lately I've just been like, cause like we'll have like a decently set menu. Like for instance, the days when I'm with him and I've like made stuff for him. And then I'm just so frustrated when
he throws it on the floor.
Yeah. When yeah, he chucks totally. Something that I've made every element of it. And so I've been kind of letting, like, I'll be like, I will take him to the fridge with me and I will let him kind of choose what he's like gravitating towards. And of course, the first one's going to be berries mm-hmm. and maybe he's allowed to have those that time. But also like, if I say you can't have those and he'll go to a second thing, peanut butter or whatever it is. And I'm mm-hmm. like, great, let's enjoy that with something else, you know? And I just want him to kind of start leading the menu planning because it really pisses me off when he just chucks stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been doing a little, cause that makes me, makes my butthole feel very uncomfortable to just take him over to the fridge. So
yeah.
I'll usually take out, okay, here's what I want
right, I
him to
saying,
eat.
Yeah.
And I take out two things that are in that category,
sure.
right? The cottage cheese or the string cheese.
And I think that works out pretty well.
Oh, I think so too.
He's like, oh, I do actually want this.
Yeah. There's some, you know, empowerment and decision-making there. But also it's my way of still getting the thing on the plate that I really want him to eat. You know,
right.
I want him to have some dairy at this meal, or I want him to have a grain, or I want him to have, you know, meat is a kind of a constant struggle with
yeah.
him.
I know. Why is that?
Yeah.
Because sometimes he's pumped about it.
Sure. I think he's going through a particular growth phase right now. Like I also trust that he there is some intuition to what he's eating, right?
No, I think that's definitely true. Because there'll be some days it's not just berries. Like, he'll be like, oh my God, I'm
like
eat
today,
fat.
He ate probably 3 eggs to himself, right, almost.
Which was cool.
And that's all that he wanted was the scrambled eggs, and a little bit of the cottage cheese with the hemp on it. So I just trust, okay, he's like having a fat protein moment right now.
It's weird to me that he'll want to eat fat or eggs, let's just say, and then doesn't want to eat meat in a given moment.
Well, meat is like protein and amino acid, you know?
I think when he's eating fat, it's like if you're eating butter, you are like a fucking hop, skip, and a jump away from meat, you know? You're right there. Like, it's next, it comes from meat and it's next to the meat.
It's so different.
I know.
There's no protein. And, you know,
no protein in butter?
No, I mean, very, very, very little. He's, you know, the other thing is
there protein in cheese?
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Am I missing? Why wouldn't there be? Oh, because the fat solids are gone? Mm-hmm. Oh.
So,
I guess fat solids are only gone in clarified butter, though.
Yeah, but they're still.
But it's made of cream.
Sure.
But milk, but dairy's made of cream.
Yeah. It's here. You want to see how much protein? Let's go.
I'm not saying you're a liar. That's just surprising. Okay, guys. Hey, it's Mikey. Walrin's gone. I've secretly switched the cheese that she's grabbing out of the thing, and it's
protein,
actually
0 grams.
0 grams of protein in what?
In 1 tablespoon.
Of what?
Of butter.
Oh. That's weird. Doesn't that seem weird?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is one thing, like foods, like, I'm a chef. I've been a chef for a pretty long time now. And people will ask me pretty basic nutrition questions. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm like, people are like, what meat? And I'm like, what's that? Why is that good for you? I'm like, what is protein? Like, I the most basic. For some reason, I cannot connect food and nutrition.
Yeah.
Like what the things actually are. It also just doesn't really interest me.
Yeah. So casein, right, is the protein in dairy. Okay. And then when you're making butter.
Yeah.
I mean, I must admit, this is where I fall short. Is like
you just whip
the
cream.
Actual making of butter.
Right.
Right. But doesn't it separate
buttermilk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm imagining that's
super high in protein. I don't know. Well, anyways.
But I'm imagining that's what happens, right? Is like the protein, the casein part of it. It's is separate.
Okay.
Next
episode, we'll have Bill Nye, the science guy.
But he's really choosing fat right now.
Right.
And so
loves fat.
It's a fun opportunity, I think, to really, because I think what we do with toddlers is we get in this mindset that, oh, my toddler is picky.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Sure. And I think what I've tried to do, and not always successfully, because I also get frustrated and I'm like, just eat your fucking spinach.
Oh my God. Sorry.
But I think the mind shift that I've tried to have recently is, what is he doing? What is he gravitating towards? Mm-hmm. Because everything that we're putting on his plate is a healthy choice.
For sure.
Right. Yeah. And so what is he choosing from those options?
Right.
And then I feel like, oh, okay. I can sort of relax into, well, I'm just going to offer him things that are fat based along with his. So like, for example, he's a big fan of fruit, almost any kind of fruit.
Sure.
So I mashed up some banana and avocado and then put a bunch of like ground up pumpkin seeds and hemp seeds on it. Cause I thought, okay, here's the fat that he's craving. He doesn't always go to avocado, even though it's super fatty.
Right.
But maybe with the kind of enticement of a banana and then he's got his seeds in there, that's going to kind of like satiate that fat desire. Yeah.
And banana is awesome because if your kid's a banana kid, banana is fucking wild and overpowering. Like
totally.
You open the banana in our house and I can smell it 2 floors
totally.
Away.
And yeah. You can put basically like a quarter of a banana with a half an avocado.
Yeah, and it becomes
a banana.
Yeah, yeah. No, I appreciate it. Well, the other thing that's interesting with Riggy, and I give you a lot of credit, and I know it's something that you're still working on, but you know, he has always been small, right? Yeah. He's always been like a thin guy. He's like, so he's long and, but he's, you know, he's just like, I think of him as like fit, you know, he's like, he's strong and he's lean.
Yeah.
And I know that like, it's something that you like, will watch the percentage and stuff like that. You know, I just don't give a shit about any of that stuff as long as he's happy and healthy, you know?
Yeah.
But I just think it's been really good for us to kind of like, I think that we, and I'll just put it on myself, but I think that we've been very good about not like adding too much, like imbuing our food with too much anxiety, like eating with too much anxiety. Cause I think a lot of people are just like, either it stresses me out too much, so I'm just going to give them fucking, you know, dinosaur nuggets or whatever.
Right.
Or it stresses me too much and I can't just, and I get like paralysis by analysis.
Right.
Where I think we've just been like, we're going to eat, like we're going to cook him something and we haven't done like the fully, like he just eats what we eat thing. Like with snacks and stuff like that. Like he has his own kind of separate snacks, but like our dinners, our meals are
breakfast,
all
lunch,
the same.
Dinner, all the same.
The same.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like he, and you know, and I also like, he sees me eating his O's and stuff and sure. like his, like, you know, like, I won't eat the pouches.
Yeah. We do those. I mean, that's so sick. Infrequent, but
they're amazingly good ingredients though. And I don't feel guilty about them at all. There's sure. just no flavor to them. Like the bison pouches, I want to die.
And I will say it's a really good way for him to get some iron, right?
Cause and he's autonomy. Like,
yes.
He gets to eat it on his own. It's the only thing.
Novel.
That and I'm like, I will say that it's, I gave him one in the car the other day when we were flying out to, music together, and he blasted that shit, the bison one, all over himself sure. right before we walked into class. Sure. But he gets to do it all himself, and I think there's something really cool about that, even though he can be a, you know, a sloppy dick about yes. it. The other one that I wanted to bring up was like so recently Rennie, like I grew up going to like a shout out Ruth Washburn, I don't know if it was necessarily Montessori, but like a preschool, and it was fucking loaded with handmade Play-Doh. Like everybody had made homemade Play-Doh, you know, all their own thing. And it was all this fucking dry, teethy, not saying that you're eating it, but it looked like it was made of ground teeth. It was so dry,
really old?
Ashy. I have no idea. Yeah. It just was terrible. Rennie made this Play-Doh the other day that it's like somewhere between gack and Play-Doh and like a bouncy ball.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's like, so there, it's colored with spirulina's in one.
Yep. I did spirulina. Blueberry. I did beetroot powder. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And then blueberry powder.
And then blueberry powder.
Which actually that one was my favorite.
The blueberry powder.
Yes.
It's super colorful.
It's such a beautiful color and it smells delightful. It's like it's really that, I don't know that. And the, I used a recipe, which was just flour, cream of tartar, some oil and some water. And you literally just like
and
start stirring it. Oh, salt, tons
of
salt.
Salt's actually the important part. And I think it's because it's a preservative, but then also it makes it totally unpalatable.
Yeah.
The kids won't try to eat the dough because it's like, bah.
And you just stir it until it starts to form a dough in the pan. Awesome. And then you can take it out and form it into dough. And then I just like put a little kind of well in the center of the dough and sprinkled, the powder in and then kind of kneaded it through. And you can, you know, obviously put more or less depending on the color you want, but it came out so beautiful.
Dude, it's really awesome. Successful. It's so much better than Play-Doh.
And he loves it.
He's going crazy for it. Loves it's really it. Cute. He's got his little desk in our kitchen and he just plays with it. But I like the thing I love about it is that it's, I think that he looks at it and he plays with it in the kitchen.
Yep.
He saw you make it out of food.
Yep.
He knows he can't eat it, but I think it's like, I think he, on some level, I think he's been kind of playing with it as if like, I'm making my own version of food. And of course that's the angle that Play-Doh goes for, but like, I wasn't that kid with Play-Doh. I wasn't making pizzas and shit with it. Cause right. I was like, I would make pizzas with the pizza ingredients.
Right.
But I think that it's awesome to see how he's kind of like, I'm doing something, my mom's doing something, my dad's doing something, and I'm involved in the process. Like, food's not scary. The food prep process isn't scary.
Totally.
I don't know. And I think it's like another way to just keep him in the fold that I really love. And yeah, I just feel really good about it.
One other thing that, I mean, this is, you know, maybe I should have mentioned it in the last little bit, but I feel like something else that has been successful really recently is to, let him do some of the meal prep with us. Mm-hmm, like so I'll scoop some grains or some flour or whatever, and he'll pour it in. And you know, this is another place where I'm like, I just gotta relax into it because this might go everywhere. This might be a complete disaster. Yeah. But we actually have a kid who's pretty, like, once he has a task, he wants to
do it right.
Complete the task. Yeah.
And it's also one of those things where, like, I think people have this, like, kind of dreamy image of, like, you know, I'm going to be in the kitchen with my kid and they're going to be cutting with me with their little
equipment. Fuck. No. I mean, they're
if he does one thing right during, like, a baking thing or something, it's like, he was involved.
Totally. Yeah,
don't expect them to, like, do the whole process with you. Cause I think I've definitely had some friends that are really frustrated about it. And I think that makes them push their kids out of the kitchen.
Right.
Says, all right, I'm going to put you in front of Miss Rachel while I make our meal because you're just being annoying. And it's like,
and sometimes you need that, right? Agreed. Like, sometimes totally he's, because there's not, it's not like every meal he's open to, okay, great, what do we got prepping, mom? Oh, sometimes he's screaming at me and pulling my shirt down.
Well, and I was going to say, like, 3 out of the 5 last meals that we've made, he's been on the ground throwing a fucking tantrum.
Yes, exactly. Like, exactly.
Banging his head on the ground until we feed him.
And then the other piece that's been really cool to see is to let him do some of his own serving. So typically we'll give him his own plate and then he wants more from our plate.
Yeah.
And it's just really neat to watch him, like, oh, okay, I want more egg.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab the amount of egg that I think my body wants.
Yeah.
Those sort of lessons I feel like are just so gold. Like, you know, the idea of I'm stopping now because I'm full. I'm getting more because this, you know, particular nutrient and, chemical constituent of this food is feeling really good. And I just think
I'm 43 and I've not learned any of those skills. If you put me in front of a buffet, I'm like, I need 75 slices of this.
Right.
No, it's terrible.
Well, and I think that that's another argument too for, like, when a kid says they're done, they're done, right? Believe it's it. Like, let's not do the kind of force feeding thing. Which I've totally been guilty of. You know, I'm like, he needs more. He didn't get enough calories today. He didn't get enough of this today. And it's like, Ren, you're not living in his body.
Sure.
He knows.
Yep.
He's good.
The one time that I will do a little bit, and I think we've talked about this in the show actually, is that I will do a forced taste. So before he starts eating,
this
you don't have to endorse it. Totally fine. Sometimes he won't know what I'm feeding him or how good he's going to love it. And I will just, like, even if he's flipping out, I'll, like, put a little bit of, like, yogurt or something on his lip and then he'll get in his mouth and go, oh, that's delicious. And he'll eat. And it works so frequently. I'm not shoving it in his mouth. I'm not being, Rennie hates this right now. And it can be whatever, but it gets him to the table a lot of the time. And that's, you know, it's fine with me. Not everybody has to like it.
Yeah. I have a question for parents out there. Yeah. Cause this is a place where I feel like, I have a really significant deficit is inspiring him to get in the high chair. Cause what I've been doing recently is I'm not going to fight him. Cause I hate, like, manipulating his little limbs, and he just sprained his ankle.
He did not do, not,
not doing that.
Slow down, yeah.
No, but he, falling on off the his couch. Own,
yeah. Which makes it sound good too. No, he was sliding off the couch and he flubbed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I don't want, and he's so strong and can get his body so rigid.
Yeah.
So I'd love for parents. So what I've been doing recently is just, like, when he's in that state, I just say, okay, looks like you're not ready yet. I'll just put him down on the ground. I'll get my plate.
Yeah.
I'll start eating. And then
that sometimes works pretty well.
Usually that works, but there's times when that doesn't work. So I'd love to hear from you parents that have gone through toddler years.
It's
what's your advice? Yeah,
what's the method? The other one that I'll do sometimes that works is I'll take him out. So the porch, our front porch where we call it street TV, and he can sit and watch everybody biking past the house, like all these things. So I will take him out there. He loves it. And I'll take him out there when he's flipping out like that, bring a handful of food with me. And occasionally he'll get kind of chill enough outside. I can kind of, like, you know, hand him an O or raspberry or whatever. But God, it's just, it's 50-50. I mean, and I, of course, don't want to be forcing him into the chair. It's just like, that's not.
It just doesn't feel good. Purpose. It doesn't feel good to me. And then he's sitting there and screaming. It's unpleasant for our mealtime.
It sucks. Yeah. The last thing I was going to say is we always record on Saturdays usually. And so we always go to the farmer's market. And yes. I just think that's another thing that's a really cool way to, I mean, first of all, you know, he gets to see all the fresh produce and everything, which is super cool. There's music going on.
And he gets
on.
To eat it, dogs, right? Yeah, yeah. Got snap peas right. today, got strawberries.
And, right. and like the cool salmon people will give him by, you know, like it's yeah. just like all sorts of stuff where it's just a really great way for everybody to understand like what's happening, what you should be eating right now. And, you know, for him, it's just like such a fun time. And I just, and you know, it's ultimately like, it comes down to that empowerment thing where he can see things maybe that we wouldn't even want to get. And he'll like, he'll point it out and it's like, oh, yeah, let's try that. And it's worked out really well for us.
Yeah.
We also have like, you know, we live in Portland. We have a crazy good farmer's market year round.
So lucky.
Sorry if you don't. Okay. So that was fun. I've been really at the end of every show wanting to kind of just bring us back to some political moments. Mm-hmm. A, we're in an election year.
We are.
It's scary. I know. I hope that everybody's doing things. I hope that everybody at very least is registered to vote. The big orange man is probably going to win. I just want everybody to get their heads around that. And but there are things that we can do to make sure that he can't destroy a lot or everything when he's in office. Mm-hmm. He might not win. I hope he doesn't. I hope that Biden, I hope that sanity prevails, but I don't know. I don't really see it happening. Biden is just getting attacked from both sides so hard. Trump like is barely being questioned by his side. And then I think a lot of Democrats are just like, well, he's Trump, he's crazy. And they're willing to kind of let a lot of the stuff slide. So anyways, I just saw on Fox News today, Biden was, you know, he was in Florida with this, with, I don't actually know who the person was. I probably should know who she is, but she's some politician in Florida. And she was talking about the expanding abortion access in Florida, and Trump and Biden made the sign of the cross, and Fox News went fucking crazy with it. They have it on a loop and just were playing it over and over
Why
again.
Why did he do that?
Like saying, I mean, isn't he Catholic?
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah. They all are.
But right, they're all, which is so fucking weird.
Some kind of.
And so he, but I think he was just saying like, you know, praying, like saying, like, you know, doing like a, you know, a mimes version of I'm praying that expansion.
Oh, I see. I gotcha.
Yep. And they were just showing the irony of it is like, he's doing a Catholic thing while pushing
right.
an agenda that's
funny.
Pretty anti-Catholic. And I was kind of like, you know, but it's just so funny that that's like, they get so hung up on that. And then their most recent thing also is his fucking great grandfather or whatever, who he says was shot down and eaten by cannibals. And they're like, no, he wasn't. He's like, was eaten by sharks in the ocean. Or I don't know. Fucking just, yeah. So, but everybody's got to focus on their things. But some of the other things I wanted to talk about. So Florida, their 6-week ban is about to go into effect on Wednesday, mm-hmm. This week. And this is, you know, it actually is people, you know, it's a big fucking deal. It's a big deal because it's Florida. It's a big deal because a lot of things, there is an exception for health of the pregnant person. There is, there are exceptions for rape, incest. And what was the other thing? But yeah, but anyways, but it's a 6-week ban. It's a fucking nuts ban. Yeah. 6 weeks, most people don't know they're pregnant. Nope. It's a wild thing to push on people. Arizona, who we talked about last mm-hmm. summer on the show, they are now repealing the law that they passed, the 1864
Heck
law,
yes.
which made it a felony to either get an abortion or assist in getting an abortion. 2 to 5 year prison sentence for anybody who helped.
But that old chestnut that they that dug up chestnut. From... the 1800s.
1864. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they are repealing that because it was wildly unpopular.
Sure, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
This is the thing. It's like...
It's not 1864 anymore. It wasn't popular then.
It I'm wasn't popular
guaranteeing.
Then. Yeah, there was 12 people in Arizona when they passed it probably, right. so... Yeah.
Yeah. 10 of them were men. So.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, but this is, it's just like all of these things that, you know, a lot of the hardline Republicans are pushing. They're not popular laws. These are, you know, anyways, these are people that are pushing their own personal agendas mm-hmm. and the people that are funding them's agendas, and they're not listening to their constituency.
Right.
So I hope you're in the constituency that's on the right side of things. And I don't mean right as in politically right. I mean, correct. But yeah, stand up, fight, all the things.
Amen. I just made the sign of the cross.
You did, with your tongue. We just were at the farmer's market today, and there was a big Free Palestine
protest. Big protest.
It's an encampment. Like they are barricading themselves on
PSU campus. Yeah.
And it's, you know, this is happening. It started at Columbia. I don't know if it started at Columbia, but it's, you know, spreading to other campuses.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like on one side of it, I just fucking appreciate that people are standing up and really, really like leaning into the things that they believe in. You know,
well, and this
there was
one,
nuances that were kind of, I think, lost in this protest, but
this one was the PSU farmers market is actually the best place to do it. You have tons of tourists, you also have tons of local people,
sure,
and you just have a captive audience.
Sure. And this was at the center of the farmers market. Mm-hmm. That one of their chants was while you're shopping, bombs are dropping. I was like, oof, that's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was, you know, the thing that's happening, I think, in a lot of these protests is that people are there's some, and in Portland for sure, there's been a fair amount of pro-Hamas rallies, which is just like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, that's just going, I mean, are you kidding? That's way too far. But this one, I think, was really focusing on Palestine and was focusing on, you know, stopping the bombing in Gaza, which is great.
Yeah,
and
basically U.S. stop funding genocide.
For
is,
sure.
Is like,
yeah, or only fund defensive measures or whatever, right. You know, however you want to phrase it. Anyways, we're not here to talk about that. If you want to come to our house and have a cocktail with me, we can talk about it. But we're not going to talk about it on the podcast. But what I was saying is more just that, like, you know, there are a lot of voices in the anti-choice movement that we've talked about in the past on the show, like near places where there's access to abortion in our city. There's lots of loud voices of people telling you scary things and untrue things. And I just want to see as many, or obviously I'd love to see more voices talking about women's health and, you know, and advocating for women's rights to bodily autonomy.
Yes. We have a really personal connection to that. You know, terminating a pregnancy that would have ended in a baby's death if she
right.
went to term.
And suffering, yeah.
And really strong suffering.
Yeah.
And
the painful stories that are coming out around this, the bans that are happening are just wild because they're totally avoidable. Mm-hmm. And I think that all a lot of people can see is, you know, is the, you know, the terminating of a pregnancy element of an abortion.
And right. Well, and the other piece is you don't have to have the sad story, right? Like, I think that those can sometimes, they can, like, you know, embed in people's minds.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's not about the sad stories. It's about the everyday stories
yeah.
and the celebratory stories. And like this was not something that I wanted and it's my choice. Right.
Yeah. And the other thing is that there are happy stories around it. Like our story is a pretty wild story and it was, you know, enormously sad in the moment, but it was also like, there was all the choices and there was no choice for us. It was like, of course we're going to do this. Of
right.
course we're going to do it right. the way that we did it because it was like the right thing to do for a baby that we loved that we didn't even know.
Right.
You know?
Well, and it was just the right thing for our family,
yeah.
you know, based on the IVF that we were doing, based yeah. on my age, based yeah. on what was going on
the
with my pregnancy.
Happened, yeah, yeah. Had, yeah.
I mean, all the things, it was just the right choice for our family. And it yeah. was a choice made by Mikey, me, and between our medical providers.
Right.
And I, you know, I thought that particular scenario that we had was mm-hmm. one of the best kind of medical advocacy situations
for sure.
possible, right?
Yeah.
They laid out the choices. We made our choice and they put our choice in motion with no judgment
yeah,
and
absolutely.
With really great care. And every single human being deserves that.
Well, and imagine if any one of us, all of us in the room, were being threatened with a felony conviction 2 to 5 years in prison.
100%.
Imagine how that would have changed the tone of the decision making.
Absolutely.
You know?
After a 20-week ultrasound
right.
where you find out the most devastating news possible.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, but I can't help but just look to the people that are really pushing these laws. And these are adulterers. These are men that have,
sure.
these are fat Southern asshole Republicans that have cheated on their wives and have probably had tons of abortions gotten abortions for their mistresses or whomever or whatever. And they're like, they're total hypocrites. Or they're people who are just using all of this as a way to say that you shouldn't be having sex. You shouldn't be, right. You know, women shouldn't have a voice. Women shouldn't have an opinion, and they shouldn't have power. So I hope that they all take a long walk off of a short pier.
We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Love you.
Let's eat at MikeYearman.com, or you can, if you have some parental advice.
Definitely, dude.
Hit us up on
this kid in the chair
at Mikey and Rin on Instagram. Yeah.
At Mikey and Rin Instagram. Yeah. And that's it for this week. Bye. We're not going to be here next week, by the way, you guys. We're going to be in Los Angeles.
We're going to be out of town.
If you're in Los Angeles and you want to see us, come on over. We're going to be eating at Egg Slut and a whole bunch of other places. And Jelena.
I'm going to be
Justa.
Doing so much academic nerdery. I can't wait.
Boring. Nerd alert. Bye.